Well, it's a bit of a double-edged sword because, you know, what we say in a mild year is, well, boy, we really could use a little bit of winter weather because we have all these gloves and hats and winter coats on the shelf and nobody's buying them. So now we get some winter weather and we're saying, well, gosh, we could use a little less winter weather because people want the gloves and hats and snow jackets, but they can't get to the store to get them. So, you know, we're never satisfied. But I think what happens is earlier in the season, folks might get on to thisorthat.com to do their shopping. This time of the year, I think people start to say, well, I'm not sure that that delivery is going to make it on time. I'd better get to the store. So they'll either muck it like they might have done last night, at least here in the capital region. We had some pretty terrible weather and treacherous roads, but the shopping malls were still busy. And I think people are staring down the barrel of that December 24th and saying, I don't care what the weather is, I have to get out.
You mentioned online shopping. How are retailers, you know, many of whom have an online presence and brick and mortar, but how are people getting better at sort of negotiating either how they market against or how they just embrace it and have it be just part of their marketing plans?
Yes, to both of those. I think, you know, retailers, the brick and mortar stores, particularly the big ones that can afford this, you know, they're very mobile savvy because it's almost like the web. What was that? That's this thing from 10 years ago or 5 years ago or yesterday. Today it's mobile, handheld. When you come into the store, how do you get the person walking in with his or her handheld device to use the app so that they can get more sales, things like that. They're learning from what happened a couple of years ago, let's say, when Amazon said, hey, here's the app, take this into the store and scan the price, and then we'll sell it to you for less. Stores are now doing that. You know, you're doing your price match right there in the store. The smaller stores that can't really do that, they're out there marketing and mining their own list of customers and saying, don't forget to go to our website. And if you go to the website and print this coupon out, we'll come in and do this. So I think they're growing as quickly as they can, as quickly as their budgets and technology allows them to. Some of the startups are a little lighter on their feet, a little quicker to move, but I think the large retailers have done a really commendable job over the last couple of years of really integrating their web presence into their brick-and-mortar presence and doing a little both.